Music from Sleepy Bird right there. That is Glisten, and it's from their album No Flood. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I'm Juliette Frumholt, very happy to be with you this evening, and happy to welcome back some guests that were here earlier this year. They were passing through the area last time, and they just happened to be swinging through the area again. So we're very happy that they decided to make WISO stop on the way. We're going to be hearing some music from them and finding out what's new. We've got Rosedale and Alex Baker in the house, and I think we're going to start off with some of Alex's songs. So I'll hand things over to the WISO Performance Space.
Sweet.
It's just the way that you are. Got a one-track mind to the Ferris wheel, so it's just the way that you smile. You've got a nose for things and a mouth that gets wild. It's just the way that you are. All you damn people, I will give you something to laugh at. Oh, oh. The way that you walk, you could love me, damn baby, and tear my soul apart. It's just the way that you are. All you damn people, I will give you something to laugh at. Oh. Got a one-track mind to the Ferris wheel, so it's just the way that you walk. A nose for things and a mouth that gets wild. It's just the way that you are. All you damn people, I will give you something to laugh at. Oh. It's been so long since I remember ever pulling out. Not enough. situations in your mind, and I'm ready to ride, I'm ready to go. Down the door, limbs flailing on the board, sitting on a hotel floor. January blues. I've got the knock down the door, limbs flailing on the board, sitting on a hotel floor. Precinct, January blues. And I've got the knock down the door, limbs flailing on the board, sitting on a hotel floor. Precinct, January blues. Oh, everybody thinks about it. Everybody talks about it too much. Everybody talks about it, not enough.
Alex Baker, joined by Mike from Rosedale, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome back, everybody.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So happy to have you all back. We've got Mike, Sebastian, and Alex all in the house. Now, last time you guys were here, I know, Alex, you had just released an album, and Mike, you were kind of embarking on this big tour. What's been going on since then, guys? What's new?
I like to sit in my apartment and just sit there.
Fair enough.
You know, I'm gonna play some shows here pretty soon. I got some booked in Cincinnati.
Excellent.
You've been writing some new songs too?
I wrote a new song today.
Right on.
Awesome. And now Rosedale, you know, you guys are starting a little bit of recording for something new.
Yeah, I've been in the studio for the last couple weeks, writing and recording, and yeah, we just finished some drums on some of the new stuff last week, and bass and some guitars, and so in the middle of this tour, I actually drive home next week for a few days and finish up some of those songs, and yeah, hopefully they'll be out early next year.
Great. So for all of you guys, what is 2014 looking like? New songs on the way. Are y'all thinking about doing some touring, or what's the landscape looking like?
I'm always thinking about touring.
Always.
we're kind of playing it by ear right now. I mean, we're just getting as much new material as we can, and just showing it to anybody who can help us out, whether it's labels or agents or managers, and hopefully getting it in the right hands and getting on some bigger shows and bigger tours in 2014 for sure. And yeah, just keeping busy, staying hard at work and having fun doing it.
Awesome.
I want to get my album January Blues pressed on vinyl.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to do that, and then I've got a lot of other songs. I've got some old songs and some new songs, and I have to pick them, and that's going to be hard because I have too many.
It is hard.
So that's what I'm going to do. And I'd like to record another album next year and do tour into after that.
Great. Excellent. Now, is it hard picking between those old songs and those new songs? I mean, I know sometimes the new ones are so fresh, and yet the old ones can be, you know, so close to your heart because they've been with you for so long.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times, like, older songs, people are like, oh, I like that one. Why didn't you do that one? But, you know, there's always another time to do something. One of my favorite artists, Radiohead, I know they have, like, songs laying around for 9 years or so before they decide to do anything with them. So I'm going to do a mixture, and I'm not going to tell anybody who doesn't know which ones are which.
Nice. We'll all have to be surprised when the album materializes.
Maybe even some from high school. I don't know.
Ooh. Nice. When you go back that far, is it weird sometimes to sort of like conjure up those feelings or that person that you were so long ago when you first wrote those songs, or does it come back pretty readily?
It is definitely weird. A lot of the lyrics are pretty juvenile, but some of them aren't, surprisingly. And I'm surprised that I remember all the words to everything, like a memory for all of it. It's strange. So
nice. And Mike, as far as what you're recording, is it all new material, or is it a mixture of stuff you've had kind of, you know, in the bag for a while that you're, you know, just now sort of getting out there in a recorded format? Or what's the picture looking like for what you'll be releasing?
For me, it's definitely all new, unreleased material, but some of it is stuff that I've had with me on the road for the last couple of years, or I wrote right after Real was released, and the process for those songs has been a lot slower, and I kind of cater to the demos a little more because I've had them for so long, but I also had, like, I kind of doubled my material in about a week span. Just getting rough demos down that some of them are a lot different, but a lot better, I guess. It depends which way you look at it. but yeah, like a lot of them were just like, let's try and get some easy, catchy stuff out in a really quick time and compare it to the stuff that I've spent a lot of time thinking about and changing over the last couple years. So yeah, just like many artists go through, I've just got a bunch of material that I've just got to really figure out what is worth spending time and studio money on, I guess.
Is it sometimes easier when you've got that pressure of, okay, we've got to get this done or we've got to get this out, versus, you know, being able to take a lot of time and risk taking too much time with something, you know, sort of not being able to sort of say, okay, it's done, it can go out into the world?
Yeah, you got to sort of find the median for all of it, because sometimes you can be spending so much time on a song that that may not even have a spot on the album, and sometimes you kind of dismiss a song that was just, you know, you were having a bad performance day on, so you never really liked the song or liked the demo, and never really gave it a shot. But yeah, you got to find like a median of just equally giving each song a chance, or the chance it deserves, and figuring out what you could do to make the stuff that you don't like likable and reflect your influences. But I definitely like to challenge myself and set like a deadline on when I'm going to have these batch of songs to a certain standard of my liking, or just production of the demo. So I definitely, like, if I don't have those deadlines, it can get real messy, and I'll just like let songs sit around and not really know what to do with them, or come back to it and totally change it and be like, I liked it the way it was. So it's kind of a cool challenge for sure.
Is it hard as an artist to push yourself in that way? Because it's so easy to sort of say, oh, I'm going to let this creation kind of do its thing and evolve in its own time. And yet, you know, kind of what you're saying, for the sake of getting things done, deadlines are good. Is it hard to sort of push yourself in that direction? Like, I'm a working artist, so I have to set deadlines.
It's definitely nice to let the song have the time that it needs, and sometimes, you know, just letting a song sit for a month and coming back to it is really healthy for it. What I think is important is to move on and work on something else if you're stuck on something, just like anything, any project. So there's a lot of that for sure, where I'm just like, yeah, I don't know if I should keep working on this song or even just keep listening to it in the car. Like, a lot of times I'll get caught just listening to my demos over and over, and it's like, why don't you go back and listen to something that you've liked and has influenced you over the years, rather than continuously listening to this and figuring out whether you like it or not.
Witness to this, we listen to him a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
Dwelling on that one bit that you just can't wrap your head around, or don't like where it's at.
Yeah, or just like, why does this feel slow today? Why does this feel fast today? Why don't I like this today?
That is a tricky place to be in, where you know it's not where you want it, but you can't even quite articulate what's not working with it at that point, or why it's not working.
Right, and I'm sure Alex can attest to this. It's always interesting to go through those mindsets as you show somebody else the stuff, because when you're listening to it on your own, you can be like, yeah, I love that I'm talking about this there, or I love that I'm going to these chords or making these moves. But then when you're listening to it with one of your friends that likes these certain bands, or you know, you're always thinking, well, are they judging me for doing this right now? What do they think of this? Oh, hey, listen to this part. You'll like this part. Oh, why don't I make more parts like that? Maybe they're thinking that. So you get really self-conscious when you listen to your own demos, especially around people.
I just want your drums to be easier.
And I'm sure on the same token, having a fresh set of ears on things is also super valuable.
For sure. Yeah. It's nice to have to surround yourself with people that will give you their honest opinion, whether you like it or not.
Well, at the risk of running out of time, can we hear some more live ones?
Sure.
Okay.
Got a lot of friends listening.
Cool. This is a really old one. The song's called Online Venting.
So, like, I had everything I wanted, but something sparked my interest. From your eye, I can see these problems starting. I'm using tact, but I can't change your mind, 'cause I'm unpersuasive when filled with fright, and my poor persuasion's giving thoughts to you of leaving me tonight. But time has told, it's only 2 months and one phone calls. Just let go, this pain shows I need more time to grow. Maybe it's meant to be that we go our separate ways. We're nothing different, you made me change. All I need is some time to become what I was before. Will I end up the same way I began? From birth you're my first and I can't stand. So I'll go back to the emptiness I had. So savor this long silence. I'm unpersuasive when filled with fright, and my poor persuasion's begging, please, oh please, believe in me tonight. Tonight. 'Cause time has told, it's only 2 months and one phone calls. Just let go, this pain shows I need more time to grow. Maybe it's meant to be that we go our separate ways.
days were nothing different. You made me change. Oh, I needed some time to become what I was, singing on not one for giving up. On not one for giving up. I'm not one for giving up. Whoa, whoa, and I'm not one for giving up. I said I'm not one for giving up. Oh, I'm not one for giving up. Whoa, whoa, I'm unpersuasive and filled with fright. My poor persuasion's giving doubts to you. Don't leave me here tonight. So all night I'll leave these messages in time, singing in an altered state of mind. Ignore this, I'm just venting. Ignore this, I'm just venting. Cause time is told. It's only 2 months and long phone calls. Just let go. This pain shows I need more time to grow. Maybe it's meant to be that we go our separate ways. We're nothing different. You've made me change. Oh, I needed some time to be what I was before.
Thank you. All right, this next song is called Speechless.
Guess I may as well hold my breath in Colorado. All the girls are taken anyway. So by the time that we hit California, I'd legit seen every shade of green. That's all right with me. But sometimes I just wish I had the balls to say what's up. My name is Mike, what's yours? Let's remember tonight. Cause I'll wait too long to do this again. Whoa, and you're so amazing. You take away my breath. So I'm left speechless. Almost back, made it back, well, at least to Chicago. And shuffle's never been so good to me. I wish I could say the same for this city's ladies, cause they make the deep dish second place. That's alright with me, at least for now. Unless she walks this way, I'd have to brush up on my game. I'd have to tell her honestly. I'll wait too long to do this again. Whoa, and you're so I'm left speechless. Take my time, whoa, whoa, I've got a one-track mind, whoa, whoa, I can't take my time, cause I'll wait too long to do this again. Yeah,
Rosedale.
Guitar time?
Live on Kaleidoscope. Can we hear one more, guys?
Yeah,
sure.
Awesome.
Hi, Kendall.
You wanna play something different than El Dorado, or you wanna?
I don't care.
All right.
Do I have to use this thing?
rock the Casbah.
Yeah. Let's do a new one for the listeners.
Oh, a new one. What you gonna do, bud?
Song about a very special girl.
Oh.
This isn't a very serious song, but it's Christmas, so we'll have some fun.
Mikey is giving us updates via message on Facebook.
Our Canadian drummer?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to change it up and play a very new song. The song's called Taylor Swift.
I can recall every specific detail. It feels like yesterday, the first time that I heard your voice on Country 98. I pictured you in the vocal booth in short shorts, a tee of your favorite band. I couldn't wait to get back home and look you up on the internet. Your laugh, your smile, the way you throw your hair, and everything you do. Your curves, that ass, sorry I haven't grown up yet, but I would to be with you. Oh, things I think about when I see you, I feel like a little kid. Oh, the things I do for you. Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift. Back of the van, I wake to your cute voice. We're spinning, speak now again. I can't get up just yet, cause well, we'll see what's in my pants. I went to all my favorite adult websites to find girls that look like you, but they weren't the same. They're not the same. It's not the same. Cause your laugh, your smile, the way you throw your hair, and everything you do, your curves, that ass. Sorry, I haven't grown up yet, but I would to be with you. Oh, the things I think about when I see you, I feel like a little kid. Oh, the things I do to you. Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift. And I cannot wait for the next Teen Choice Awards. I cannot wait for that CoverGirl commercial. I cannot wait to meet the girl of my dreams. I cannot wait to see if she'll go out with me. Your laugh, your smile, the way you throw your hair. Yeah, everything you do, your curves, that ass. Sorry, I haven't grown up yet, but I would to be with you. Oh, the things I think about when I see you, I'd give love another chance. Oh, the things I do to you. Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift.
Thank you.
Rosedale live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Thank you. Thank you, Alex.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you. This is Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield. Here's Alternative Radio.